Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. I'm so excited to have her on. I've been reading her book, and wow, she's got so much great info to share with us. Her name is Nancy Yearout. She's an energy healer, intuitive life coach, author, and inspirational speaker. Her religious and spiritual work has enabled her to help many people to live the life they desire. Nancy also shares each week her experiences on her radio show podcast, High Road to Humanity, where insightful spiritual guests share their story. Welcome to the show, Nancy. So glad to have you here today.
Well, hey, Mari. So glad to be with you.
Great. So tell us a little bit about your story and how you've come to do what you currently do.
Yeah, mine's a real-life story of a single mom, two kids, and I needed to make money. And I found myself in the real estate business, actually. And I started to read spiritual books trying to figure out how to sell, how to bring prosperity to myself. And I started by saying affirmations, Mari. I started on the way to work. I would say, money flows immediately and constantly to me, and I accept the abundance. Or I'd say, business flows immediately and constantly to me, and I accept the abundance. And I kept doing this, and I started to sell houses like crazy. So
wow.
I realized, what I realized through this procedure was that I could actually use the energy to manifest what I needed, and at the time it was to sell homes because that's what I needed to take care of my kids. So it was really out of necessity that I started to learn how to work with energy. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you had a good, really good experience, and I love that now that you're sharing this, you know, you've learned this, affirmations. Wow. I remember when I first started doing them and how powerful they can be. And so that's a wonderful way to start.
Well,
so
and I talk about
more,
energy.
It's all about
the energy, because what I learned is whatever you think, you know, they talk about the power of manifestation and how to manifest. And what I learned is it comes from the desire from within. So if you really desire something and you really want something, you feel it in your heart and soul, and you use the words that will make it happen. You don't say, oh, I'll never be thin, because you won't be, because the universe gives us exactly what we ask for. So if we say, today's a terrific day, it's going to be great, it's a fabulous day, then you'll have a fabulous day. But if you say, oh, my gosh, it's going to be awful, then it will be, because the energy of our words and the energy of our thoughts have power. And that is what I learned. That's the first thing I learned when I started doing this work.
Wow. So what would you say to a person who does these affirmations and is saying wonderful things, but the things are not showing up in their life quite yet?
Okay, so what I would say is choose your words carefully. Don't say if, don't say try. Say, today is a wonderful day. I am successful. I am getting my message out to the world. Not maybe I will, I am. You have to say it as if it's already happened, and you have to believe this in your heart and soul. So when people can't manifest, it's because it's not coming from the heart. Does that make sense? It's coming from the head. If you can come from the heart and tell the universe, tell God, it depends on, you know, if you're a religious person, that's why prayer works. It's the vibration and it's the words that make the prayer come true. The universe is set up in such a way, Mari, that we get whatever we ask for. and we get whatever we think. We're manifestors. We're little creators is what we are. Well, you and I are creating right now. We're creating. So you really have to be careful with your words and with your intention, if that makes sense.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. And to bring it a little bit further, so my words are fine. My word sounds good, but I'm not believing it. So, of course, I'm not manifesting. How does a person shift from where they're saying the words, they want to believe it, right? They want prosperity in their life, whatever it is they want, but they don't have the, you know, they're not there at the faith level or the believing level yet. What would you suggest for that?
Yeah, and it's hard to have faith. Faith is one of the most difficult things that I've ever achieved, and it was very difficult. But I'm going to say, once you do have faith in the universe, in God, and you give it up, and you have blind faith, because that's what it is, everything will happen for you. And what I've learned. That's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a really nice lady.
Yeah, well, you know what? Faith works. I had a lady years ago, 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. I'm going to age myself here, but she gave me a little statue, and because I had the same issue. And the little statue is of a little girl, and it says, faith works. And it does.
Hmm.
And that's right. That's what you need. You got to believe. You have to believe. You have to be like a child and believe.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
I like that, like a child, because as a child, you believe for things, and woo, they're there because you don't have that doubt. I love the little story about the statue. That's great. For me, it was when I had the revelation of how much God loves us. You know, and just one day, it was just revealed to me. I just felt it. And then when I felt that, I'm like, well, if there's so much love there, what could I be denied, right? Just like I love my children, I would never deny them anything. And so we each get the revelation in different ways. So why? What made you so passionate? You know, you had these steps in your life. You created what you wanted. What made you so passionate about now helping others to change their lives?
I've just learned so much over the years, you know, worked in real estate, but my real love was always to do the spiritual work, which is what I'm doing now. I learned so many things that I just want to teach people. You know, I'm intuitive, and the more intuitive I became, the more I needed to learn. And I found teachers, and I'm a teacher too, and I found other people to help me. I read books. I learned how to clear myself, and I talk in my book about taking a sea salt bath and clearing the negative energy off yourself. I talk about saving your home, clearing your home, clearing your car, clearing your office. If you are allergic to, I'm a New Mexico native, so if I use white sage, because that's what the Native Americans use, and it works, and it's the properties within the sage smoke that makes it work. But if you're allergic, you can use cinnamon. A lot of people will boil cinnamon on the stove, and that will clear your house, and it will clear all the nooks and crannies and get some of the negative energy right. If you walk into your house and it feels heavy, it needs to be cleared. The only thing I'm going to tell you is when you do clear your home, whether you use sage, whether you use holy water, which is nice to do both, open a window because – and a door, because that negative energy needs somewhere to go, okay?
Okay, very good. You know, when you were talking about the cinnamon, I was reading about the cinnamon in your book, and it came to mind, you know, you use cinnamon a lot during the holidays, or at least I do. I make different recipes that require cinnamon. And whenever it begins to simmer up, and it's just such a good feeling, you know, it's just like wow, and now I know why. I didn't know that it cleared negative energy, so that makes perfect sense, and I'm going to be doing that a lot more. Yeah,
it's the steam, it's the properties,
yeah, it's beautiful. It just smells so good, but I never knew. I mean, I always have gotten such a wonderful feeling when I boil cinnamon, and this makes perfect sense. So let's talk a little bit about authenticity. Nancy, what role did authenticity play in all this for you?
You know, I have learned you gotta walk the walk. You gotta be yourself. You gotta be real, because when you're your authentic self, you're the most creative, the most prosperous, and healthy. Because a lot of times we pretend to be something we're not because we want to fit in, or maybe, you know, we want to fit in like everybody else. But when we're our authentic self, when we're our true self, that's when we're the most creative and the most happy, to be honest with you. So I've learned to live it. You have to live it. You can't just say it. You got to live it. You have to be kind to other people. You have to be compassionate. You know, you start to change. Once you start getting into this work and doing your affirmations and doing your prayers and clearing yourself, you'll feel a difference. And when you start to be your authentic self, you'll feel a difference within, and that people will see you shine, honestly.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. I had never reached that point of happiness or joy in my life until I started stepping into my authentic self. Before that, I was quite unhappy, actually. But there's just this joy of being who you really are and showing people that and asking for what you really want, you know, not something that I was raised in, and most of us were not raised with asking what we want, you know. And so
exactly.
I totally agree with that for you. So what's the main message that you want to bring to the public, Nancy?
You know, I really want us to come together, that we are all connected. And here's what people don't realize. We are all connected. We're connected to each other. We're connected to nature. We're connected to the animals. We're all connected. This is what we are. And we have become a society that is disconnected. We don't call each other. We text each other. You know, nobody smiles when they go out in public. Start smiling at people. Say hello. Do a kind gesture. Everybody who goes out there and changes, if you change your attitude, then what happens is your energy, like I make sure that my energy is good, and I go out into the world and I do protect myself, but I also put out a really good vibe. Good energy. And then you'll notice like all the people around you are starting to smile too. And now that energy expands. So if I could tell anybody anything, it would be really work on yourself and put and portray a positive. I know it's hard sometimes, but man, put on that smile, because what you're doing is you're putting out good energy, and the more good energy you put out, you're helping everyone around you, and you're helping us all as a collective, if that makes sense.
Oh, I love that message. I love that. I mean, I'm like you. I have a very positive attitude. I'm a very happy person. I'm one of those weirdos that goes around smiling all over the place. And
good for you, Mari.
You know, and greeting everybody and complimenting people. And but you're right, because then even a little compliment or a smile at a cashier, it's like then you get it back, you know, and like you say, it begins to multiply.
That's
and what
right.
a world this would be if we could have more and more multiplication of this positive energy. And that's what we're looking for. That's what you're telling people. That's what you're, that's the word that you're bringing to people. You have this
right.
positive energy, share it, you know, instead of allowing the energy, the negative energy to overcome you, share your positive. I love that. So
well,
we're going to take a quick break. Oh, go ahead. Say what you have to say, then we'll go on break.
Well, I was just going to say that's where my book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You, came from, because I wanted people to wake up, pay attention. That's where that comes from. So.
Yeah, and I love that title. We're going to talk about it more in depth on the second part of the show. Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You, an absolutely amazing book, and that's what we need to do to wake up to what's happening around us. So we're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back, but if you want to call in and ask Nancy any questions, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Trapped in the darkness of addiction and depression, she tried to commit suicide. Her family and friends stepped into the fog and gave her hope. She would rise to the challenge. After treatment, she created an art journal, which became a book by an author with an unguarded heart. Experience how she learned to be well. Well, a memoir by Alias in Town. Visit www.aliasintown.com.
Hi, my name is Nelson Brown, and I am a student, author, environmentalist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and minister in the making. Check out The Beauty in Us, Our Reality, my first book in my book series entitled The Beauty in Us, about body positivity and self-acceptance from a male's perspective. Check it out to see how I struggled with my self-image growing up. Check it out on Amazon today in a paperback and ebook format, and follow me on all of my social media platforms at Nelson E. Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Hey, it's Richard Fryer here, your happiness mentor. What do you want? Yes, I want to know and want to help you get it. So go to www.richiepryor.com and click on schedule a chat, and let's talk about how you can design your own life and discover more happiness in this private, no-cost conversation with me. Too many people settle for what they don't want in life. Please don't be one of them. Go to richiepryor.com and let's put an action plan in place to fulfill your dreams.
A new novel that could prevent bullying in schools and avert future school shootings. Saving Grace, A Troubled School by Vivian Chass. For teens and young adults. Available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback. For more information on the author, visit her website at www.truthandpc.com, or you can email her at vivianchass2018@gmail.com. That's vivianchass2018@gmail.com.
Hi, we're back today to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have special guest Nancy Year out today. She's an energy healer, intuitive life coach, author, and inspirational speaker. Let's talk about your book, Nancy. Wake Up, the Universe is Speaking to You. Let's talk about that more in depth, why you wrote it, and what people can expect when they pick it up.
Yeah, I wrote it because I thought, you know, there's so many things that I've learned and that people just don't know. And this stuff is not rocket science. It's very easy. And I talk in the book about how to clear your energy field. I tell my story of what actually happened to me so they know it's like a real deal. Mm-hmm. This isn't something I just, you know, came up with. I talk about gratitude. I do a chapter on prayer. I talk about faith. I talk about the essential oils and how beneficial mm-hmm. they are to us. Yeah, I talk about diet and exercise because we have to keep ourselves healthy and vibrant when we're in this body and why we're here. I talk about the energy of love and the energy of affirmations and visualizations and how they work. And I tell some stories in here, too. I talk about coincidence. Is it coincidence or synchronicity? And I believe there are no coincidences. So there's a chapter on that. And I also talk about learning lessons and have you ever felt like you've repeated, like you're repeating this over and over? It's because you haven't learned the lesson yet. So there's a lot in there to really help people start to do some work on themselves, because we need to look within and we need to figure out, okay, what can I work on that would really make me happier or more fulfilled? And that's where this book comes in. This is kind of the basics. Just so people can realize that they can change their life if they want to.
Wonderful. And I'm reading the book. I haven't finished it, but so far it's just absolutely wonderful, easy to read. I love your recipes, and I love the title, Wake Up, because that's what we're doing. Even someone like me who's been doing this type of work for many years, there's so much new information in there. I just love it. So, what would you tell a person who's just beginning to step into something like this? What's the first step a person can take to begin to wake up and to begin to transform their lives?
You know, I really believe in meditation more than anything. Yeah. I think we're all intuitive, okay? You can develop your intuitive abilities the more you meditate. Here's how I look at this. If you can get up in the morning and spend 5 minutes, just quiet your mind and say, okay, God, what do I need to know today? And just listen. And you will hear information that will help you. I swear to you, this is the best thing you can do. Spend 5 minutes. I know we're all busy, but if you've got time to brush your teeth, then you've got time to meditate. You take 5 minutes out and meditate. The other thing we suggest that people do is clear their homes. Use the sea salt bath. Do that. Use the sage. Get holy water. Clear your home because it's where you live. It's where you are. And unfortunately, when we go out into the world, other energies attach to us. You know, I used to bubble myself when I was younger. I didn't know any better. I used to say, oh, I'll bubble myself and my kids and put white light around myself. But then I learned that I was preventing any of the good energy from coming in. So I've learned to put, and you can do whatever feels comfortable for you. I put a net of light around myself. Why? Because then the good energy can come in. We need the balance. We do need the yin and the yang, but there's a lot of negative energy out there. And when you're light, the dark is attracted to the light, just like a moth is attracted to a light bulb. Okay? So imagine it that way. And if you're one of these people that, you know, people come and tell all their troubles to, man, you got to get home and get that stuff off of you. Energy, yeah, whether you like it or not, and whether you want to believe me or not, it attaches to you, and it weighs you down. It weighs you down. So if you're just starting out, and I love aromatherapy, I talk about the oils in the book. I talk about frankincense. I talk about myrrh. I talk about all these things that go back to biblical times that really help us. So there's a whole chapter. I really believe in essential oils. I really believe in the clearing, you know, a lot of that stuff. Affirmations. Gosh, if you could just say, and I rhyme sometimes, you know, I'll say, I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I have sparkling blue eyes. Why? Because I can remember it, and I can say it 4 or 5 times, and it's fun, right?
I love that. I never heard the rhyming before, and I saw it in the book, and it's just so fun. And just reading it makes me smile. And, of course, when you smile, you're beginning to change your vibration instantly.
Yes.
Because now you're
exactly.
in this joy, you know, and in this fun.
Yes.
I love the part about the essential oils, and I've been using them for a while, but I got even more information from you, and we'll, you know, continue to use them even more. So these are all great things. The meditation, I think you said it number one, and I think it's the number one. I remember that's how I began my journey.
Right.
I had to quiet my mind. I had to just quiet it for a few minutes and stop trying to figure out everything. You know, that's what we try to do. We're taught to figure out everything instead of just breathe and be and allow God to show us and the universe to show us the way. So those are really, really wise words. Excellent.
Thank you.
And so
Tell
us what, as you wrote the book, I want to get more into you as the author. As you began to write the book, you know, how did it come to you? How did you know what to write about? Did it flow really easily? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's interesting because, and thanks for asking that question, because this was my first book, and I started to write it, but I was also, like you, started to meditate. Well, as I did that, the information came to me. And how I know this is I would write a chapter, and then I would – something would come to me and I'd say, oh, let me go back and I'd write it again. And I'd realize that I was writing the same thing. And then I knew this isn't coming from me. This is coming from above. This is coming from God. This is what he wants me to say. So it flowed. It flowed. And that's how it flowed. To be honest with you, it was kind of freaky because I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I write it like that already? And I'm like, yeah. And so it surprised me when I wrote this book. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I know these things. What happens to me sometimes is I'll get just a sentence. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll write it. And once I write that sentence, it just all comes. I'm like, wow. And all I had was a sentence in my head, or maybe even just a few words at the beginning of the sentence. So it's pretty magical. And it's pretty fun. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you in the book.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Wake Up the Universe is Speaking to You is available at Amazon.com and at BarnesandNoble.com. You can go to my website, Nancy Yearout, so it's NancyYearout.com, and you can pick it up there. I am a coach, so if anybody needs some help, if you're an intuitive and you're not sure how to deal with what you are experiencing, I'll be happy to help you. You can just go on my website or you can email me, nancyyearout@gmail.com. And I'm happy to help anybody because other people help me, you know?
Absolutely. So it's like giving back. I love that. You can also find Nancy on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio page and she'll be there with her picture, a link to the show, and a link to the website so you can easily find her and the book. Very good. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener as we're winding down the last few minutes of the show? Something that might be on your heart.
Yeah, it is. I want you guys, and don't forget to check out my radio show too, High Road to Humanity, because I have really fun things that I tell you. But what I really want to tell people is, if I could help you at all, it would be to tell you to forgive. If there's somebody in your life that you are still holding on, don't. Let it go and forgive, because when you hold on to anger, you hold on to frustration, you hold on to bitterness, it hurts you, not the other person. So if I could teach people anything today, it would be let go. Don't. And if you haven't forgiven somebody, sit down, write them a letter, pretend you're writing it, just write it to them, put their name, sign it with your name. When you're done, pretend they're standing in front of you, read it, because their soul will pick up what you're saying. Okay, burn that, put it in an envelope, address it to them, and burn it and give it to God. Because when you hold on to anger or frustration, whatever the case may be, and you don't truly forgive from your heart now, not from your head, then you're holding on to that negative energy and it's holding you back.
Wow. That's good. And forgiveness is very powerful. I love the burning part because that totally releases it. Very nice.
Yes.
So we have a couple of minutes. Let's talk about High Road to Humanity.
Okay. I love doing it. I know. I'm so excited. Can you tell? I started this radio show and I'm having the time of my life, Mari. I love it. Each week I bring people on just like you do, and I learn so much. And the audience learns so much. And I am enjoying the heck out of it. And it's once a week on Wednesdays, and then they replay it on Saturday and it's uploaded to iTunes. But it's just fun. And I'm just providing information just like you are to get people to wake up, pay attention, you know, and it's been wonderful. And it's been my way of giving back, to be honest with you.
Fantastic. And tell us about the title, because I know that's special to you.
Yeah, High Road to Humanity. I just really want people to get on the high road, you know, do the right thing, be positive, be kind, don't lie, tell the truth. You know, let's be who we are, be your authentic self, just like you talk about, Mari. You know, life is too short. Life is too short. So it's really interesting to have cool people come on and give their perspective. And my thing is to try to teach people anything I can to help them live a happier, fulfilling life. That's pretty much it.
Very good. I love that you're such a bringer of kindness. You want people to be kind to each other. We need more of that in this world. I think we've gotten a little far from kindness, society as a general, not necessarily each individual, but we've kind of gotten away from kindness and politeness.
I know.
We kind of started out early talking about going out with smiling at people, and it's time to get back to that. Wonderful. Well,
it really is.
One last thing you want to say?
No, I was just going to say, you know, I along the same lines that you're talking about, we need to get back to basics, back to respect and integrity and the things that we learned when we were young. And we need to get that and instill that back into our youth, because that's what we've lost. We've lost a lot of that, and we need to get it back.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Nancy. It's been just wonderful having you. It's been so much fun. And thank you for listening in. Make sure to spread this around. The show will be available on the same link as a replay. And there's so much good information here. And make sure you come back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio to get our next guest. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on, Mari.
You're welcome.
This is Dare to be authentic talk radio worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.